We muff it up. Can we go back again?
Yes, we can go back again and muff it up. Okay, who are you?
My name is Terry Wilkes. I'm from Murray Bridge in South Australia.
And what do you do?
I work as a journalist 3 days a week. I'm sort of semi-retired. Work for the local newspaper there.
Okay, and have you worked on any other papers and things before that?
No, I've been there a long time, almost part of the furniture, 28
right.
years.
Great, good service there then. And you've obviously come all the way up in your car?
Yes, we drove up. We were going to go to Ceduna until we heard that there was a possibility of cloud cover there, and so we decided to come up here instead.
That's what we decided to do. What's the weather like here now?
Well, this is really a beautiful day, except for the fact that the wind is very, very strong. But what would it be, 23, 24 max, I suppose. Really, we're very, very lucky that we haven't had a day up around about 35 or 40. Then it would be almost unbearable up here in weather like that. But one thing about the wind is keeping the flies away pretty well.
Blowing, they can't fly that fast, can they? Okay, and how long have you been here then, sitting here?
We've been here probably about 4 or 5 hours.
Okay, and what are we expecting tonight then?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen a solar eclipse before. I have experienced a partial eclipse, and I really don't know. I'm not going to be looking at the sun. I haven't brought anything to look at it through because of the warnings we've been given. But when this shadow comes across at 20,000 kilometres an hour or something, I think that's going to be an awesome sight. And I think it's just going to be the thrill of being part of a natural phenomenon where day turns into night when it's not supposed to, and then it's over again. So I won't be around for another one. I'm almost certain of that. So I've just come along to see what it's see what it's all about.
Okay, well, don't forget to look at it during totality because it's totally safe to look at then.
Well, I don't know whether I'll take a chance on that or not, but yeah, thanks for your help and advice.
Okay, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
You're welcome.
Hello, and who have we got here?
Mark Morse.
And where are you from, Mark?
Adelaide, South Australia.
And you've brought along a telescope, I see.
Yeah, that's a telescope I've had since I was 21 years old, so it's seen better days.
And it looks like it's on a rather homemade mount, is that right?
Yeah, I had the tripod stolen, so I had to make my own tripod out of, you know, wood and a few tubing.
Okay.
And that.
And have you got a special filter on it, or are you going to just look at it during total?
I'm just going to project it onto a piece of white paper so you can see the image of the sun.
And I see in the back of your car you do have some solar shades for the partial phase.
We bought those at, where was it? Port Augusta. Yeah, there was some there, so we just grabbed some.
And what do you think about the controversy over looking at this eclipse?
I don't think it's going to be that bad, really, because you know, any sort of aid you have to just take the brightness out, it's okay, I reckon.
Okay, so during the total, will everyone here, there's about 4 or 5 of you here, are they going to be pushing and shoving for a look through this telescope?
I think The telescope, I'm only using that for just the partial part, just to have a look at the sun that's, you know, getting carved out. But when it's total, you won't be able to see anything because, you know, it's projecting the image of the sun, so it needs the light from the sun to show it onto the paper. So I think everyone will be just looking up in the sky with their shades on and looking for stars in the sky that you can see. Some of the brighter ones.
And did you drive up from Adelaide today, did you?
Oh, my mate drove up, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, today.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hi, where are you from?
Adelaide.
And
Bingoo, Adelaide.
And how long did it take you to get up here?
We set out from Adelaide yesterday morning, and we stayed at, you know, Port Augusta overnight. We arrived up here about 1 o'clock, was it? 1 o'clock today.
And sitting out here in the sun all that time?
Oh, we've been in the car and been for walks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, and what are we expecting tonight then?
Well, we're hoping to see the eclipse. Not seen it before, so it'll be interesting.
And did you consider going to Ceduna?
No, we didn't.
Because you knew the weather here was going to be better?
Well, we'd actually heard from, you know, a friend of, you know, Wally's that, you know, this is supposed to be, you know, a good spot to see it, so that's why we're here.
Okay, except the one negative is the wind, isn't it?
That's right, but still it's, you know, better than it being, you know, 40 degrees.
Have you ever seen an eclipse before?
No, I haven't, no.
So what have you been led to expect?
Well, all I know is, you know, the sun, the moon go. I don't know, it's the moon behind the sun. The moon goes, you know, directly behind the sun, and it, you know, goes dark.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you.
Hi, and where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
Oh, great. You drove all the way here?
Absolutely. Yeah, over the last couple of days.
Yeah. Wait. You set out on?
Set out on Monday.
Monday. Okay. And how long have you been out here in the desert?
I drove to Woomera this morning, and then across here. I've been sitting here for about the past 5 hours waiting.
Just to be sure of the right spot.
Very hot.
Very hot. And what have you been reading while you've been waiting?
I've been reading Red Mars.
Any good?
It's a great book. It's the second time I've read it, actually.
Okay. Have you seen an eclipse before?
Never, no.
So,
only a partial eclipse.
Okay, and have you had any interest in astronomy before this?
Yes, I've got a telescope, and love astronomy, but couldn't pass up the opportunity to see an eclipse in our own country.
All right. What size telescope you got?
Oh, just a little 4.5 inch.
Yeah, that's good. And you often sometimes drive out of Melbourne to see the stars.
Not often enough. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on 88.3 Southern FM.
No worries. Enjoy the show.
Hi, and what are your names?
Bryony, Keelan, Declan.
And where are you from?
Adelaide.
And what school do you go to?
St. Peter's. St. Peter's. St. Peter's.
Awesome, St. Peter's. You had the day off school then?
Yeah.
And what did we come up here for?
To see the sun.
See the sun. And what's going to happen to the sun in about 2 hours' time?
The moon's going to go. The moon's going to go over the sun.
The moon's going to go over the sun.
Yeah.
Good. And what will we see here?
An eclipse.
An eclipse. And what will we, you know, what will the sun look like during the eclipse? Do we know?
Yeah, sort of. It's all going to be dark around. It's
okay.
Going to go dark, then it's going to go light again.
Oh, good. And are you going to tell your friends back home at St. Peter's what it's like?
Yeah.
And that'll be tomorrow, will it?
Yeah. So, no, Friday.
On Friday. So you have a morning talk for them, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. And what are you expecting?
I'm expecting it just to be a bright circle around the moon when it's in full eclipse.
Good. Okay, and have you been told much about it at school?
Not really, no.
No, not really. Okay, well, perhaps you'll better tell your friends then.
Yep.
Well, thanks for joining us on 88.3.
It's okay.